Think of the last time you had a breakthrough idea. Maybe it arrived in the shower, during a walk, or while staring out a window, anywhere but hunched over your desk, desperately seeking it. That's the paradox of creativity. It refuses to follow the rules we set for it. Creative minds don't operate like well-oiled machines following predictable patterns. They're more like jazz improvisations, structured yet spontaneous, disciplined yet wild. The traditional four-stage model of creativity suggests a neat progression from preparation to insight, but reality is far messier. Creative people toggle rapidly between generating wild ideas, refining them critically, and considering how others might receive them, often all at once. Fiction writers rarely know their destination when they begin. They discover it along the journey. This cognitive complexity explains why highly creative individuals seem to embody contradictions. Simultaneously introverted and extroverted, playful and serious, realistic and fantastical. Their brains engage multiple networks that typically oppose each other, the imagination network, executive attention network, and salience network, in an intricate dance. Rather than resolving these paradoxes, creative people harness them, switching flexibly between opposing mental states as needed. The creative journey isn't about eliminating these tensions, but learning to dance between them with grace and intention. Watch children lost in imaginative play. You're witnessing creativity in its purest form. That Lego castle isn't just a toy. It's a neural workout developing creative thinking foundations. Yet children's free time has plummeted since 1955, replaced by structured activities and academic pressure. Forest kindergartens in Switzerland prioritize unstructured outdoor play with remarkable results. The most sophisticated childhood play, creating imaginary worlds or paracosms, proves especially predictive of adult creativity. The Bronte siblings invented elaborate fantasy kingdoms complete with maps and evolving storylines. This world play appears twice as often in highly creative adults' childhoods. For adults, simply imagining yourself as an excited 7-year-old enhances creative problem solving. Passion ignites when we fall in love with a vision of our future self. Talented individuals possess a rage to master, an intense drive for excellence fused with passionate joy. Harmonious passion feels like an authentic extension of yourself, compatible with other life aspects. Obsessive passion controls you through external validation and anxiety. Yet passion alone isn't enough. Creative achievement demands loving not just the dream, but the unglamorous process, the daily practice, inevitable failures, and slow skill accumulation. We spend nearly half our waking hours daydreaming, yet dismiss it as unproductive. Creative thinkers know better. Positive, constructive daydreaming, distinct from anxious rumination, connects us to imagination's deepest wellsprings. John Lennon's Imagine emerged from this inward turning. T.S. Eliot recognized that incubation periods allow the unconscious mind to process ideas until insights emerge when habitual barriers break down. Salvador Dali created hand-painted dream photographs, Paul McCartney composed Yesterday from a dream melody, and Edgar Allan Poe mined nightmares for his tales. Neuroscience confirms daydreams and dreams share neural pathways. Both deactivate executive control, while personal thoughts take center stage. Breakthroughs rarely arrive through concentrated desk work. 72% of people report new ideas arriving in the shower, that perfect incubation chamber. Walking has long been creativity's secret weapon. Kant's daily walks, Darwin's thinking path, and countless luminaries understood what science now confirms. Movement, especially in nature, reduces stress while boosting mood and engagement. Creative individuals balance focused presence and imaginative exploration, finding the middle way between mindfulness and mind wandering. Ingmar Bergman spent his final years in a remote Swedish cabin, writing that in solitude, he felt he contained too much humanity. This paradox captures creativity's essential truth. Making art requires intimate communion with your own consciousness. Proust's self-imposed seclusion wasn't mere preference, it became the very subject of his masterwork. Successful creators turn away from daily distractions to give their minds space to reflect, connect disparate ideas, and discover meaning. As Isaac Asimov noted, collaboration generates ideas, but creation requires hearing your own thoughts, both brilliant and terrible. Neuroscience reveals that inward reflection employs different brain networks than outward attention. During inner reflection, the executive attention network communicates with the imagination network, a crucial toggle for psychological health and creative insight. From Aristotle's contemplation as humanity's highest good to D.H. Lawrence writing of being quite alone and feeling the living cosmos softly rocking, thinkers have long recognized solitude's transformative power. Creators return from these retreats bearing insights, balancing inwardness with outwardness, reflection with action. Albert Hofmann couldn't shake a peculiar presentiment about a seemingly unremarkable chemical compound. 5 years after synthesizing LSD-25, he broke protocol to revisit it, accidentally absorbed a trace through his skin, and experienced history's first acid trip. Though called an accident, Hofmann quoted Pasteur, "Luck is granted only to those who are prepared." His discovery illustrates unconscious intelligence, perceiving subtle patterns beyond rational analysis. We possess two cognitive modes: fast, automatic processes, including intuition and emotion, and slower, deliberate processes involving reflection and rationality. Spontaneous processes excel during idea generation, while controlled processes shine during refinement. Insights arrive as unexpected gifts from the unconscious, sudden understanding shifts that feel like illumination. Brain imaging reveals that just before insight, visual cortex activity temporarily halts as we shut out external stimuli, followed by a sharp neural spike in the right anterior temporal lobe that integrates distant connections. While expertise provides crucial creative foundations, too much knowledge can impair flexibility. Most breakthroughs occur before creators reach peak knowledge. Some knowledge is essential, but excessive expertise creates rigid thinking. William S. Burroughs' cut-up technique, physically cutting and rearranging text, freed minds from conventional thinking through randomness. Dopamine, the brain's neuromodulator of exploration, drives our motivation to seek novelty. Creative people have fewer dopamine receptors, suggesting thinking outside the box might be facilitated by having a somewhat less intact box. Balance matters. Excess dopamine causes disruptive overload, while too little reduces motivation. Experiences violating expectations enhance cognitive flexibility. Research shows directly experiencing physics-defying virtual reality increases flexibility more than merely observing strangeness. Simple disruptions help. Trying new creative outlets, taking different routes, meeting people with different values. While expertise is valuable, too much familiarity hampers flexibility. Newcomers often generate paradigm-shifting innovations. The most creative scientists engage in loosely related activities, forming a broad network of enterprises rather than narrow specialization. Polymaths, from Leonardo da Vinci to hedge fund mathematician James Simons, demonstrate how boundary crossing fuels innovation. Simons applied mathematical formulas to financial predictions, hiring brilliant scientific minds to examine unusual influences and achieving remarkable success through cross-disciplinary thinking. Creativity isn't rare. It's a fundamental human capacity unlocked through paradox. The creative life requires holding contradictions, disciplined yet playful, mindful yet dreamy, solitary yet connected, sensitive yet resilient. Fall in love with your vision while loving the unglamorous work. Give your mind space to wander while training focused attention. Your sensitivity, struggles, and adversity aren't obstacles, they're fuel. The creative journey isn't about resolving tensions, but dancing between them, flexibly activating different mental states as needed. In a world demanding conformity, reclaiming your creative nature is both rebellion and self-discovery. Your messy, contradictory, beautifully complex mind isn't a problem to fix. It's the source of your unique creative power. The question isn't whether you're creative, but whether you're brave enough to embrace the full paradoxical complexity of who you are.